I hope you have a lovely Friday and also a really nice weekend ahead. Today is our final day of this month's topic on healing your inner child, and it has just been such a wonderful in-depth month, as I was saying the other day. So I hope you've had time to engage in these more lighter things to do with your inner child. And as we finish up today, I really just kind of wanted to summarize some main points that might help you just as you're going forward in your life, because every time we learn something within the month, we might, you know, let it integrate within us, and then as we move on to the next topic, we can forget little bits and pieces, which is normal. So the very first thing I would have talked about quite a lot over this month is having a picture of yourself at a time in your life between 0 and 8 that was like very happy, you were playful, you were energetic in the picture. And if you don't have a picture, it'd be a really good idea to get even a very strong visual in your mind, just something you can focus in on. The second thing is what's really good to do is looking at how, you know, you're triggered in your adult self at this time, how maybe the unmet needs that you had as a child, you're still trying to have those needs met now. So you might have high expectations of others. Subconsciously, this is never done with intent. So subconsciously, you might be feeling, you know, left out, criticized. You might be feeling triggered by other people in terms of how they treat you or what they say to you or how they behave around you. You might even find this in your work life, your, you know, even your financial life, practical things. It doesn't always have to be to do with people, and it can just do with situations that have happened in those younger years. So always important, I think, when we have awareness, it's not about like, oh, I need to keep doing all this like really deep healing on myself. It's just heightening your awareness. And if you're triggered or if you're finding yourself upset, just ask yourself why, and then say, okay, if this is something connected to a younger place, visualize yourself stepping in as the adult now, nurturing that younger part of yourself and reminding her that everything is actually going to be okay. Because in those moments that we're triggered, in those moments that our emotions are heightened, we really just need someone to tell us that it's all going to be okay, because we're generally anxious or scared, overwhelmed, you know, fearful. And this is how we can take responsibility as the adult, that despite the fact that those, that inner child stuff is affecting us in our day-to-day life, we are no more now as adults. We have more awareness, we have more resources that we did not have as a child, and we have more understanding. So that's why you're bringing that adult part of yourself in. Also, the exercise around simplifying your life. I know, you know, a few of you entered that colouring competition, and well done to the winners who did that. But this exercise, even if you don't colour it in, although looking at what people sent me, colouring it in would really be just a beautiful thing for you to do. But simplifying your life and looking at what you really need and how you can be really clear about where you want to go to now as you move into your next steps. And then the final thing is what we've been covering over the last week is bringing in that light play side, the joyful side of your inner child, the creative side, the imaginative side, and bringing her to the forefront. You know, we all, even whether it's from our childhood self, our teenage self, our 20s, 30s, whatever, you know, we at one point would have been very connected to our true self. And what I'm trying to help you do every month, and it's time for me, particularly this year now, I want to really focus on it, is get you closer and closer and closer to your true self, so that you can be living as yourself. And I just wanted to say something on this point. I put up a video on social media a few days ago about this, particularly to do with the Ukraine war that's going on. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's important for you not to be taking too much of this in all the time. So I don't want to go on about it, because I'm sure you're very well aware of what's happening. But the impact on this, you know, on ourselves, watching this, feeling helpless, trying to do whatever we can, donate, you know, get anything we can do, bring, thinking about bringing people from Ukraine into our homes. It has an impact on us, because it brings up a lot of fear, particularly after the last few years where we were living in fear, you know, to some degree with COVID. But what I have been saying this week is, like, if that's how we're feeling, can you imagine how traumatized those people are going through that? And we really have no idea, you know. And so it's easy for us to be able to switch off from it, which is important. It is important not to let it overtake. But we also can't switch off in a way, because, you know, we have to show up to support people and to support the Ukrainians now in whatever way possible that we can do. But why I was talking about that and even to do with your inner child, is because the world, I've been saying this for the last few years, but Jesus, when these events happen, it's like really, really clear to me, the world needs us to show up as our truest self. And the reason for that is because if we are healing and we are growing and we are evolving as people, and actually coming into a space of not like self-sacrifice all the time or putting ourselves last, but actually, you know, putting ourselves in a higher priority, and making sure that we're looked after and making sure we're dealing with what's going on and making sure we're healing our past and, you know, our childhood and all of these things, we become more balanced. We become not maybe fully healed, but we're definitely more healed. And we then can become these really stable figures in people's life that can support people who are so overwhelmed by what's going on that, you know, they could be in a really difficult situation and all these world events are just making things even worse for them currently. And I'm talking about friends, family, even maybe yourself. And if we have the resourcefulness and the awareness to heal and to clear things and to live in a place of positive energy, of abundance, I'm not just talking about finance, I'm talking abundance of life, we then have the ability to help other people, to support other people. And I really feel that's why all of us are here at this time to do this, to support, because there's going to be more events like this over these next number of years. So we're not just doing this work for ourselves, we're doing this work for others. And to be honest with you, you know, they say the purpose of our life is to come and to change the world and to serve others and to serve, you know, something higher. And that's not in that sacrifice way of serving. It's just showing up. So don't just show up for yourself. Show up for other people and, you know, acknowledge that looking after yourself, healing yourself, putting yourself first. We have to get rid of these words of that's selfish or, oh God, I don't know how to do that because I've been told it's selfish. Yes, you probably have. We all have. But we can't all be going around not thriving, and then when situations are happening, we all just are crumbling because it's just too much. It's too much as it is, even if you are thriving, like it's a lot. So, you know, think of it from that perspective that like if I look after myself, I am going to be able to live a good life, but I'm going to be able to help people through the changes that we are going to be experiencing in the next, you know, 8 years in particular. This decade definitely is all about change. So, and then of course, minding yourself, and that's the biggest piece, minding your energy, minding how much you're taking in, minding how you're affected by these things. So, sorry, that was a little bit of a rant there, but it, you know, it just really, really, this stuff couldn't ring more true at the moment about why it's so important for us. This is not self-care in like, I'm gonna, you know, have a bath and go and get my hair done and do my nails. This is so much deeper self-care. This is deeper stuff. And this is what you're all showing up to do by joining It's Time For Me. Something has pulled you to this. So you are one of these people that's going to stand really, really strong. I know that. So after my little rant, they were the main points. Thank you so much to all of you for being really open this month. You know, so many of you have been in touch with me sharing, you know, a lot of insights you've had and a lot of things. I said this the other day, but like, I really just love when you do that because it's showing that you're actually doing the work and you're taking it seriously and you're giving yourself to it and you're giving yourself the gift of time for yourself, quite literally. So just a reminder as well, we have a sleep meditation class on Monday night. That's at 9 o'clock Irish time. I'll be emailing out all the members a Zoom link on Monday. So if you want to join, you can join that. And then on Tuesday, we're starting our new month, which is all around our career, our passions and our purpose. So this is around what we're meant to be doing in life in terms of whether it's in our career path, whether it's in maybe being a healer, maybe starting your own business, maybe working in corporate energy, maybe you're not interested really in career, but you want to focus on passion projects of yours, hobbies that you have that you're really interested in, art, creativity, and how all of this links to your purpose and why you're also here. So that's what next month's going to be about. And it's going to be lovely and light energy. And my goodness, do we need it at this time. So we'll keep it light and it'll be just tapping into our, to us and what's going to make us feel good in those parts of our life. So have a beautiful weekend and I look forward to talking to you soon.